Now, we've been reading on Sundays the book of Daniel, haven't we? And last week we read about the first chapter of Daniel. Does anybody remember what Daniel and his companions wouldn't do? Do you remember? Yes? Not the Lord's food. Wouldn't take. Yes? Well, that's true. They wouldn't do that. They would not eat the king's food. And that was because it was against their religion. Nebuchadnezzar was trying to get them to do something that was against their religion, and they wouldn't do it. And now we're going to read another story, and this is even more important, what Nebuchadnezzar is trying to get them to do and how they cannot do it. It says in the third chapter of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and its breadth 6 cubits. And he set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes and the dukes and the governors and the judges and the treasurers and the counselors and the sheriffs and all the dominion and all with dominion in the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then the princes and the dukes and the governors and the judges and the treasurers and the counselors and the sheriffs and all with dominion in the provinces were gathered together to the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So here's a picture of this image. You see that tall image, 60 cubits high, made of gold. And he set it up before them. And now he's going to ask them to do something that he should never have asked them to do. It says, Then the herald called with forth, to you it is said, O people, nations, and tongues, at the time that you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sabaka, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall the same hour be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sabaka, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the peoples, nations, and tongues fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Do you think everyone in the kingdom of Babylon fell down and worshipped it? Yes? No. There was four people who wouldn't do it, right? Therefore, at that time, the Chaldeans, see this? You can see everybody falling down, but you can see three men standing. Those are the companions of Daniel. They wouldn't do it. They were brought before the king because they wouldn't do it. Do you see that? See the statue with the people standing there? Yes?
Wouldn't the bottom where the feet was of the statue be iron?
Where? Be where?
Iron at the bottom of the feet.
Oh, no, that's a different statue. Thank you for saying that. This is a statue made of pure gold. It came after the dream, and because it said Nebuchadnezzar was the head of gold, he took himself to be that important that he made a statue just of gold. This is a different statue. This isn't the one in his dream. He actually made this one. Okay? That's a good point. Okay? And then it says, therefore at that time the men of the Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews and answered and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live to ages. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man who shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sabaka, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. There are men of the Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They do not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. What would you do if somebody made a big golden image and told you to worship it? Yes? Yeah, we wouldn't, because we can only worship the Lord. That's why they were not worshiping it. They had to worship the Lord alone and not make unto him any graven image. That's the first commandment, isn't it? Thou shalt have no other gods before my face. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of any kind. It is in the heavens above, or the earth beneath, or the waters under the earth. The Lord had commanded them never to do that. Thou shalt not bow down to them, nor worship them. And therefore, these men were obeying the Lord, and not Nebuchadnezzar. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, said to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. And Nebuchadnezzar answered and said to them, is it intentional? Do you really mean to? O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods nor worship the golden image that I have set up? Now if you are ready, at the time that you hear the voice of the cornet, flute, harp, sabaka, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you will fall down and worship the image which I have made. It is good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast that same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God who shall deliver you out of my hands? Here's a picture of them standing there in front of him, the image in the background, and also the burning fiery furnace. And they have a choice. Which one will they do? The burning fiery furnace or fall down and worship the image? That's quite a choice, yes? They will choose death rather than disobey the Lord. That is an amazing strength they had. They had that strength. And listen to what they said. Therefore, it says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we will not answer thee hurriedly in this matter. If it be our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. Now listen to this. But if not, be it known to thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the image of his face was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he answered and said they should heat the furnace 1,000 times more than had been seen to be filled. To the mighty men of the force who were in his forces, he said to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. And these men were bound in their coats and their tunics and their hats and their clothing, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's word was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those mighty men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astounded and rose up, and he answered and said to his chancellors, did we not cast three men into the midst of the fire bound? And they answered and said to the king, it is certain, O king. And he answered, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the appearance of the fourth is like the son of the gods. Who do you think a son of the gods was he talking about? Yes?
The Lord.
Actually, it's an angel. An angel sent by the Lord, the angel of the Lord sent by him. There they are in the midst of the fire, and there's an angel protecting them. The angel is protecting them. Isn't that wonderful that the Lord could send his angel and protect them? And why do you think they were protected by the angels? Yes? They followed the Lord. We're taught in the writings that if we do good from our religion, if we do good because the Lord says so, and we don't do evil because the Lord said so, then there's something in us that the angels can come to and protect us. But if we just do good because, for instance, we don't fall down in front of an image because it's silly, or because we want to make a noise or something, if we do it for any other reason, or say they weren't eating the king's food because they just didn't like the taste of it, that isn't a good of religion. But because they obeyed the Lord, because they did what he said, what do you think happened? The Lord could send his angel and protect them. Now, they were willing to die. Even if he wasn't sent, they would still not disobey the Lord. And yet the Lord sent his angel, one like the son of the gods, and protected him. And so we continue to read what happens. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the gate of the burning fiery furnace, and he answered and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the midst of the fire. and the princes, dukes, and governors, and the kings and chancellors, being gathered together, saw these men on whom the body, on whose bodies the fire had no dominion. Not a hair of their head was singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of the fire passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar answered and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. And they have changed the king's word and given their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. From me a decree is set that every people, nation, and tongue who say fault against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be made into pieces, and their houses shall be made like a dunghill, all because there is no other God who is able to rescue as this." Then the king made Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to prosper in the province of Babylon. And so what that means is, even if we're in a place where they're doing wrong things, you might be surrounded by people that want to do something wrong, you don't have to follow the multitude to do evil. You can do what the Lord wants, and his angel will protect you. And you know, even if you die, even if they had died in the fire, the Lord would have delivered them out of the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. Because being delivered means they get to go to heaven, right? So sometimes we may even have to face death. Sometimes soldiers do that when they're fighting against a great evil coming against a country. But if they fight for the Lord, and fight for what is good and for their country, then the Lord can deliver them out of the hand, even if they die. Because if they die in the Lord, and if they live in the Lord. And that's what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were able to do, and that's what all of us can do. If we begin when we're young, like they did, to do what the Lord says, because it's in his word, and it's good, and it's from him.